Good morning, everybody. Eric Lofholm here. Thrilled to be with you here this morning. If you're right-handed, take your right hand. If you're left-handed, take your left hand. Pat yourself on the back. Tell yourself, great job for being here this morning. Type into the chat, today is a great day. Today is a great day, and it is a great day. Friday morning, March 22nd, and I've got a few ideas I want to share with you to help you have a fantastic Friday. And the first idea I want to talk to you about, I'm calling it the position that you're coming from. We're always coming from a position. And I'm going to use a real world weight example, tell you about one of my clients who has had a major breakthrough in his fitness. Now, you can take this idea and you can apply it to sales. You can apply it to referrals. You can apply it to recruiting. You can apply it to your finances. You can apply it to your marriage. You can apply it to your spiritual life. And I'm going to teach you the idea through a story about one of my clients. And we're on a coaching call and I asked him, what do you want to work on? And he says, yeah, I'd actually like to make some changes with my fitness. And I was like, great. What does that look like? He says, well, I want to weigh 175 pounds. I'm like, all right, how much do you weigh now? He goes, I weigh about 215. And so we talked about it. What's the struggle? What's going on? Why are you 215? Why are you not 175? And so, you know, I have a hard time following through on my fitness plan, or I find myself snacking in the evening. So he's coming from a position of, I weigh 215, but I want to weigh 175. I'm snacking at night. I'm not following through my plan. I'm being inconsistent. And I said, okay, as long as you come from, I weigh 215, I want to weigh 175, I'm inconsistent. I said, then you're probably going to keep weighing 215. So what I want you to do is I want you to shift the place that you're coming from. I want you to come from a committed place. I want you to come from, I taught him this idea of a mental scale. So if you or I got on a scale right now, it would say whatever our number is. But we have a scale in our mind. So if he makes his mental scale 175, if he comes from a position of, I weigh 175, I'm committed to weighing 175. See, if you're committed to weighing 175, you're going to be consistent with your fitness. If you're committed to weighing 175 and you weigh 215, you're not going to be snacking after 10 o'clock at night. And so he started being that. He started coming from, I'm committed to 175. And he was kind of like yo-yoing between the two ideas. On the one hand, it's I'm committed to weighing 175. And on the other hand is, I know that's not true because I'm this guy over here. And so he's kind of like straddling the fence. And he was getting some results. But he's kind of like back and forth between the two mindsets. And that's a very common thing. Because sometimes we can just make a decision like, I mentally weigh 175 and then that's my draw line in the sand moment. And I just shift and I become that. And other times it's more of a gradual process, kind of like peeling layers of the never ending onion. So he wasn't being 100% 175. He was being that sometimes, and other times he was being this other version of himself. And so what I would advise him or advise you is to focus on progress, right? Focus on progress. Hey, I'm getting better. So anyway, I had a call with him today and he goes, Eric, I'm down 18 pounds since January. He's under 200 for the first time in several years. And he told me today, he goes, I am 170. And he said it with certainty and conviction. He's like, Eric, it's just a matter of time and I'm going to be there. So what occurred for him is he had a full shift in what he sees when he looks in the mirror. I'm not talking about what he physically sees. I'm talking about what he sees in his mind. So if you change the position you're coming from, if you're like, Eric, I don't like selling, that's a position to come from. I'm not good with money, that's a position to come from. I feel like in my marriage, we're just going through the motions. That's a position to come from. So you shift your position, you focus on progress, and you shift who you are. Okay, here's your next idea. It's leaning into resistance. So I'm going to tell you a story that's happening in my life right now. And this is, of course, it looks like a camera that you take photos on, and it's actually a video camera. And I still don't quite get that, but whatever. This is a video camera. And I have a YouTube channel, and it has about 4,000 subscribers, which is not really very many if you're a sales trainer like me. So I want to have 100,000 subscribers. So in my mind, I now have 100,000 subscribers. If you go on the channel right now and you look at it, you're going to see about 4,000. So to get 100,000 subscribers, I need to be consistent. I need to shoot better quality videos. In order to do that, I need a better camera than the camera on my computer. That's what I'm using right now, the computer on my phone, on my computer. And then I got to learn about things like lenses and stuff. And this might sound a little strange to you, but using this camera, for some reason, it's really uncomfortable for me. And when we're done here, I have a meeting with my video coach. And so we Zoom together, and she's in Texas, and we work on my video game. And the last call I had with her, I was feeling really uncomfortable. Like uncomfortable, like I'm wanting to say to her, and I didn't, but I'm wanting to say, I've had enough for today. I want to finish the call and I want to go do something that's more comfortable. I didn't say that. I hung in there, but I'm just telling you right now, I could feel the resistance in my body. And I want 100,000 subscribers. So I stayed on the call. I got my next call with her today, and I'm going to lean in and I'm going to work on my video game and I'm going to get my 100,000 subscribers. And I don't know if it's going to be this year or next year or the year after that. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And I'm going to have to work at it. And you think, oh, well, Eric's video seems easy for you. This video is easy for me. That other video and the editing and the process, and honestly, it's a little overwhelming for me. So I got to lean in, hang in there, not avoid it, not do this, embrace it, lean into resistance. But for you, maybe it's not video. Maybe it's your finances, right? And you're not like paying attention to what's happening financially because it just makes you uncomfortable. Well, if you want to become financially successful, you're going to need to lean into your finances. If I want 100,000 YouTube subscribers, I got to lean in and I get better at this. So sit with that idea. And I got one more tip to share with you guys today. And it has to do with coming from a powerful place. So some of you on this call right now, you are a stepdad or a step-parent. Like if you're a stepmom, you're a step-parent. You're a stepdad or a stepmom like me. Not all of you, but some of you are. So as an example, you're coming from a place as a step-parent. You're coming from a place of that step-son or daughter, they're not my responsibility. Or I do the best I can, or I treat them good, but maybe not like how I treat my kids or whatever, or I treat them phenomenal, or I have an amazing relationship with them, or we've never had a good relationship, all right? All those are examples of positions to come from. So the conversation right now is coming from a powerful place. So who I am as a stepdad is it's one of my purposes in life. So me being with you right now, this is one of my purposes, doing calls like this. And I love that in my career, I get to operate my purpose. But I have more purposes than just being a sales trainer or a motivational speaker. One of my purposes is to be a stepdad. So because I connect with, it's not only my legal thing, like I'm legally their guardian or whatever that is, right? It's my purpose, which that position alters my relationship with my stepdaughters, right? Or the work I'm doing right now in this moment, doing this call with you guys. Whether it's a call like this, I just did a speech for a networking group this morning. I was on a coaching call this morning. I lead this prospecting group. This is actually my fourth call today. It's just about 8 o'clock in California. So I'm operating in my purpose and I'm committed's a powerful word. I'm committed to doing this work for the next 41.4 years. September 13, 2065, to be precise. All right. So there's a power in me having a clear vision of how long I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And there's a power in being committed. And here's the beautiful thing. Purpose doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to write a check to be purposeful. You can be like my client who's getting to 170 pounds. He's being committed to his fitness, but anybody can do it. When he was weighing 215, he wasn't committed to his fitness. Commitment doesn't cost anything. And it's a level playing field. Elon Musk or Bill Gates, Michael Jordan, they have no advantage over you and I in commitment. They have no advantage over you and I in terms of purpose. You can live your life in a purposeful way, which will shift what's happening in your world. Now, as a husband, who I am is the world's greatest husband. Not as a comparison. If you're a husband, I'm not like, oh, look at me, I'm better than you. No, I'm not comparing myself to you. I'm talking about I am the world's greatest husband as a state of being of how I show up for my wife. Yesterday, we celebrated one of our three anniversaries. One of our anniversaries is the day we met. Another one is the day I proposed to her and she said yes. And another one is the day we got married. So we have three anniversaries a year. So yesterday was our 9-year meet each other anniversary. All right. 9 years is a long time. And I love her as much, if not more, than when I first fell in love with her now. And part of that is how I show up as the world's greatest husband. But guess what? You could do that too. Now, you don't have to use those words. Like maybe those words don't resonate with you. You're like, Eric, I don't want to call myself world's greatest anything. No problem. Could you language, if you're a husband like me or a wife, or if you're in a committed relationship, could you shift the language in a more powerful way around your relationship? And if you shifted the language, not only could your relationship change, it will change. Because the world's greatest husband doesn't send harsh texts to my wife, ever. But if I'm not the world's greatest husband and she does something that bothers me, maybe I send her a not so nice text. There may be some people on this call, and that's how you operate with your spouse. You send them not so nice texts. That's being created from the person you're being in your marriage. Not as a criticism. We're all human beings doing the best we can. So, could you show up more powerfully? What areas of your life do you want to show up more powerfully? And you just choose it. And if you choose it, your whole life will change. And one of my new friends on this call, his name is Rodney. And Rodney and I, we've been spending some time together training. And so, Rodney, all you have to do is just be powerful you with your global vision that you have and how you want to impact the world. Being the committed father that you are, the committed husband that you are. Be the extraordinary business person that you are as you're living into becoming even better in business. Working on it. So Rodney gets what I just said at a little bit deeper level. And then this call changes his life forever. And that's everybody on the call, including me. So thank you for joining me today. We're going to do it again next Friday. Please invite your friends. If you know somebody that can benefit from this message, please share it with them. You can find the recording at weeklymotivationalcall.com, weeklymotivationalcall.com, or you can share the YouTube link with them or the LinkedIn. You can tag them in LinkedIn. You can tag them right now. You can tag them in Facebook. If you're in Facebook and you know somebody that would benefit from this message, just tag them right now. And we'll do it again next Friday. Thank you for joining me. For my friends on Zoom, Janet, thanks for being here. Leighton, have a great day. Neil, thanks for joining us. Rodney, star of today's show, thank you for being here. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later.